wants to be Burr? Who wants to be Hamilton?
It's high noon. Time for a showdown.
You and I will walk our 10 paces, turn, and shoot. Granted, if I shoot straight, I might hit you in the knee. You better pray I hit you in the knee and nowhere else.
Does this mean we're not friends anymore?
It is one of those cross-country high noon showdowns today. Langer's Lunch High Noon Showdown. Michael Thompson in Milwaukee at the beautiful Bradley Center in downtown Milwaukee. And I am back here at LA Live, our 710 ESPN CarMax studios. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Your Langer's Lunch High Noon Showdown. $50 gift certificate on the line for the best pastrami in America, Langer's 7th and Alvarado. Three questions, Michael Thompson, from Judge Drew Belzer. Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Are you alone at the Bradley Center, by the way?
Well, Luke Walton is down on the floor with Alex McKechnie, one of the Lakers technician trainers. And Luke is going through his rubber band training, isometrics, and doing some sprints, trying to stay loose and limber up. So the team went back to the hotel after shoot around. They drove directly here from Chicago. They came right to the arena, and now Luke is walking out of the building with Alex, heading back to the hotel for his nap and his lunch.
Beautiful. I just didn't want you to be lonely.
No. All right. But now that Luke's gone, ain't nobody here but me.
Here we go. Number one, Belzer, is what?
Kobe Bryant scored 42 points, well, with 9 good fingers.
Odom, top of the circle. Back to Kobe. Right free throw extended. Dribbles around Sandwich. Pump faking. Pivots up. Left-handed floater. Puts it down. Kobe putting this game on ice with his weak hand. He's got 40 points. And the Lakers closing in on their 19th win of the season.
Well, what is the all-time injured performance in sports history, guys? Andrew Siciliano, I'll start with you.
I'm going to have to say Jack Youngblood, broken leg, Super Bowl. How anybody can play on a broken leg in a Super Bowl or any other football game, preseason, exhibition, arena football, World League of American football, or some Fakakta pickup game in Japan. They have a football league there. How anybody could do that is beyond me. Michael's probably going to say Willis Reed, but come on, that is a lot of New York hype. It was great, but he was limping. He was faking it, Michael. It's all about, I'm kidding, it's all about Jack Youngblood on a broken leg. My second choice would be...
No, and I also, one.
Hold on.
Suppose you take my mine with a second choice.
All right, I'll give you my second choice after your subpar first choice. Go.
Please.
Go.
Oh, you want me to go?
Yeah, go.
Yeah, that's a good one. No question about it. That definitely is a good one. I was thinking about Jack Youngblood, so very good choice there, Judge Belzer, by my opponent. Obviously, I thought about Emmitt Smith versus the Giants when he played running back in the NFL with a separated shoulder, ladies and gentlemen. My goodness, how tough can you be? But Judge Belzer, my choice. And Andrew Siciliano is way too young to remember this. This is why he's overlooked it. So don't hold it against him, and you rule in my favor, Judge Belzer. So the toughest performance I've ever seen being injured. Muhammad Ali versus Ken Norton in the San Diego Sports Arena. Ladies and gentlemen, boxing fans of the era, you remember those days. This man suffered a broken jaw in the first round of the fight. The first round, not the 12th round, not the 13th round, the first round of the fight, and still fought the hard-punching Norton for 12 grueling rounds, getting punched in that broken jaw for 11 more rounds. Try doing that, Andrew Siciliano.
I thought you were going to say Willis Reed.
Oh, no, he didn't. He came out, played, like you said, for a second, and he sat down. But a broken... How do you fight with a broken jaw, especially against a guy who can punch as hard as Ken Norton did?
I thought you might also say Jordan against the Jazz, where Scotty helped him off the court
sick.
In the finals.
Yeah, I played with the flu. Big deal. Everybody's played with the flu.
He had food poisoning.
Well, the same difference.
Poisoned. Poisoned by the Utah fans.
Same difference. You know, stomach flu, food poisoning, same difference.
I say broken leg playing football is better than, I don't know.
Broken jaw?
Broken jaw. This is tough, Drew. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know where you go.
I don't know either.
Broken leg or broken jaw. Oh, by the way, it's Christine, Michael, in L.A.
Oh.
You're playing for
yes.
Christine. I'm playing for Dexter in Fontana. Langer's Lunch, I don't shut up. Belzer, this is
right,
a tough one.
Yeah, there's obviously not a wrong answer here, but, I mean, the point of boxing is to get hit in the face, and you can't really do that with a broken jaw. I'm going to give round one to Michael Thompson.
Yes. Did I mention the time I called a basketball game I did earlier, Michael? You weren't at the arena yet. Mm-hmm. With mono? Did
oh,
I mention that?
Oh, that's tough. No, I admire that. That is tough.
Basketball
I got
game
sick.
With mono.
You're tougher than me because I got sick in Sacramento. I couldn't call a game. Obviously because I sounded like Carol Channing, dude. Jeez. I was so sick, they had to fly a guy up in there real quick to take my place. I couldn't get out of bed, Andrew, but you, to do that motto, that is impressive.
All right, Michael and Christine take round one of the Langer's Lunch High Noon Showdown. Round two is...
Phil Jackson was happy to get the win in Chicago, but not really satisfied with the Lakers' performance.
You know, we won't win many games playing like we did tonight. You know, we won't win tomorrow night if we don't play better than that. We gave up a zillion offensive rebounds. Yeah, I think Noah had 14 or 15 all by himself. So, you know, we really have to, you know, focus much better on that.
What do the Lakers need to do tonight to win this game, play better, and not get ripped by Phil Jackson, Michael Thompson?
Well, this is pretty simple. Obviously, they got to toughen up on the glass. Rebounding is definitely a key. And they got to contain Brandon Jennings. Happy days have returned to Milwaukee with the arrival of and play of Brandon Jennings. Get it, Andrew? Happy days? I mean, better right over his head, Judge Belson.
No, I got it. I'm sorry if I didn't jump on the happy days.
All right, well,
I figured
just
you'd
saying.
Go Laverne and Shirley.
Yes.
And happy days is okay.
Well, Brandon Jennings is the coolest thing to hit Milwaukee since the Fonz. So the Lakers got to make sure that Jennings is a Potsy and not a Fonzarelli tonight, not the Fonz tonight. And obviously, what mood is Kobe going to be in tonight? Is he going to come out and try to get 50 again? Or is he going to, you know, defer more to Powell and to Bynum? So definitely containing Jennings and rebounding like men tonight and not like a bunch of little... Well, I guess I shouldn't say schoolgirls.
You can say schoolgirls if you want to, Michael.
Well, some schoolgirls are
you
tough.
You can insult schoolgirls.
Well, some of them are tough. I'll take that back.
And some of them are soccer players in college that pull people's hair and get on sports.
Yeah, you're right. Right. That's who they need to play like tonight. Like that girl. What was her name? Elizabeth Cuthbert or something?
It was not Alicia Cuthbert, Michael. Are you throwing on lovely brunette actresses here out of nowhere on the Fox show?
What was the name of that girl? Show?
I don't know. I don't remember her name, but it's not Alicia Cuthbert.
Yeah, but that's who the Lakers need to play like tonight. Like that girl from Columbia.
She's not from Columbia. Did you play like New Mexico?
New Mexico. New Mexico.
New Mexico.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. I thought she was from the Columbia.
You thought
University.
It was Alicia Cuthbert from Columbia.
The university, not the city.
What are you doing? Were you up all night on Ustream with Brandon Jennings?
I think I was.
Are you staying with him?
I was thinking about going over before the game and having some dinner with him, yes.
Now, would you stay there, Michael, for the meal or just to be near the kid?
Just to be near him. I just want some of that greatness, some of that youth, some of that energy to rub off on me, Andrew.
All right, what was the question again? I forgot already.
What do the Lakers
need to do better tonight?
Yes.
Phil said it. It's clear. Michael, they were out-rebounded, offensive glass.
I just said that.
22-6.
He took my answer.
You said contain Brandon Jennings was your
answer. Didn't I say rebounding, Judge Belzer?
You said contain Brandon Jennings. My answer is rebounding only. Now, lost in the 22-6 thing on the offensive rebounding side of it is that overall the Lakers still did win the rebounding battle. They did out-rebound the Bulls by 2, 31-29. But rebounding, offensive glass, awful, 22-6. And it's also why, granted, the Bulls had to play catch-up there, or catch-up, I've heard it both ways, in the second or the fourth quarter, beg your pardon. But the Bulls, Michael, look how many shots they took. They took 96 shots to the Lakers' 79, and that speaks directly to second-chance opportunities and offensive glass. That 22-6 was awful. Absolutely awful. And I want to see Powell take more shots. A lot of this had to do with Kobe hogging the ball early and the fact that everything was going down. But Powell, after the Jazz game on Saturday, said, I would like to see more shots. He was only 3 of 8. 3 of 8. A lot of that has to do with rebounding, but 3 of 8. He had 16 rebounds, but only 4 of them were offensive. Better on the offensive glass, Belzer.
Alicia Cuthbert is blonde, by the way.
She's a brunette naturally. What is the Fox show that she's on?
I'm looking at Dollhouse? Every single picture she's ever had online.
She's on Dollhouse. Wait a minute. I'm mixing her up. She's not on Dollhouse.
Elijah's Douche.
I'm mixing up Elijah Douche Q and Alicia Cuthbert.
Cuthbert should lose the case on that alone, Judge Brown.
Cuthbert, I've actually interviewed her before. She's a blonde, and she did the Girl Next Door thing, that movie, right? And she dates hockey players, and she's been an NHL.com blogger. I'm mixing up my Alicia and my Douche Q. Yeah, Eliza and Alicia. I'm sorry.
Well, you should lose because of that.
Michael, you wouldn't know either of them if they walked in the room and smacked you in the face with a Laker media guide.
All of us actors know each other.
Do you still
I was in the Fish to Save Pittsburgh, remember?
Right. Yeah, in the 30s. Do you still have your screen card? Do you still have your SAG card?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
Do you really?
That's right.
Is it still active?
You're talking to a union member, son. So you better have some respect.
So you're a member of multiple unions?
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm embarrassed. Belzer?
Andrew wins round two. Ah. He made me look up pictures of Alicia Cuthbert.
Right. And you did so only on clean sites here at ESPN.com at the Disney Family of Networks. Yes?
Sure, whatever.
Okay, beautiful. Christine L.A., Michael, Dexter Fontana, me. Round three, the final round of the Langer's Lunch High Noon Showdown for $50 at Langer's, 7th and Alvarado. Best pastrami on earth, anywhere, period.
Tiger Woods has been named by the Associated Press as the athlete of the decade. Who should have won athlete of the decade, Michael Thompson?
Well, first of all, Judge Belzer,
yes.
One must be an athlete, not a golfer. Ergo, my athlete of the decade is the greatest that's ever played his sport. A real athlete. A man that actually has to move, run, jump, turn, twist, has to use his speed and his agility. Please, a golfer as an athlete? What a joke. My athlete of the decade, Judge Belzer, and you being a former practitioner of this sport, should appreciate my choice. 15 major wins in a decade. The athlete of the decade has to be Roger Federer. Surely, Judge Belzer, you will serve and volley. Yes, my music, please.
Are you reading from a prepared statement?
No, from my prepared heart. You will serve and volley your decision my way on this one, Judge Belzer.
Did you write this longhand, Michael, or did you type it out in your cell
phone? That's all from my heart and from my head, baby.
It's Tiger Woods, guys.
Please. He said athlete.
It's Tiger Woods. Michael, if golf is not a sport...
It's a sport, but he ain't no athlete.
If they're not athletes, Michael, then from this day forward, we will never discuss Tiger Woods on this radio program. Okay, see, there you go. He's an athlete. Michael?
Is Phil Mickelson an athlete?
Yes. All right, wait, so you're suggesting he's not an athlete because he's a little pudgy and soft.
The only reason why they sweat is because it's hot outside.
Michael, are offensive linemen athletes because they're chubby too?
Oh, yeah, they got to move. They got to actually move their feet. They got to be on balance. They got to change direction.
There are a lot of offensive linemen I've seen that can't balance anything
other than the NFL plate. They ain't playing in the NFL. Not those kind of athletes.
Michael? They're athletes.
No, they're not.
They are athletes.
No, not if you walk and you don't even carry your own bag. You walk in Sunday clothes and shoes. How are you an athlete?
There's Schwitz and Tiger sweats through his clothes.
Ah, because it's hot outside.
Michael,
not because he's moving.
The man's got a physique. You respect physiques.
So what? So
does
the guy who goes to Gold's Gym and works out doesn't mean he's an athlete?
Michael, he's an athlete.
No, he's not.
Why?
Because he doesn't do the things that requires an athlete to do.
Can you do what he does with a golf club?
Yes, I can swing it.
Is it not an athletic endeavor?
Can you do
it with the precision and the expertise?
No.
And the cold-hearted killer instinct that he does?
No, I can't throw darts like the world's greatest dart thrower either. Doesn't make him an athlete.
Dart playing isn't a sport, Michael, and
yes,
you insult golf if
yes,
you even begin to compare.
You better not say that over in England.
That is such a silly argument.
I can't bowl like the greatest bowler.
Bowling is a sport, Michael.
But they're not athletes.
Bowling is a sport.
Fine. So is equestrian. Does the guy on the horse is he an athlete riding a horse?
Is the horse an athlete?
Yeah, the horse is because the horse is actually jumping and running.
All right. So why don't you give Barbaro athlete of the year of the decade?
If you want to do that, that's fine.
Okay, I wouldn't. It's a stinking horse. And most people couldn't pick Barbaro out of a lineup. All the people that sent flowers and cards to Barbaro. Michael, if I lined up 10 horses and asked that guy or that girl which one is Barbaro, they would have no shot at figuring out which one Barbaro was.
It was a beautiful animal.
It was a touching story, but they couldn't pick Barbaro out of a lineup.
Yeah, but it's
Michael,
still...
golfers are athletes. Tiger Woods is an athlete.
Nah.
I don't care what's happened the last 2 weeks. I'm kind of with Clinton Portis. If you can have 14 of them on the road and keep it quiet, mazel tov, my friend. Doesn't make you a good guy. Makes you a bad guy, actually, if that's all true. But you know what? You're an athlete. Tiger Woods is the most dominant athlete, whether it be team or individual sport, of this decade.
Is Tiger as good an athlete as Kobe?
No.
Why not?
Because Kobe, I think, is a better athlete. But they are both, Michael, as athletes, on top of their game in historic fashion. In historic fashion?
Wait a minute, Michael, hold on.
Yes, I've played golf.
Then
no, I've never played golf,
athletes?
Michael. It's an athletic endeavor.
Oh, please.
Michael, if you had
you know
voted,
what?
Hold on, whoa, if
so
they had
snorkeling.
Voted.
Snorkeling's an athletic endeavor, too. Doesn't make me an athlete because I can snorkel.
But, Michael, it's not about can you snorkel. It's can you snorkel at a degree like Tiger. It's not about whether or not. Come on, man. Listen, if they had said Kobe won this award, I wouldn't have argued. I wouldn't have argued at all.
Me either.
Okay, but Tiger deserves
because
it.
Because Kobe is an athlete. Shannon Brown is an athlete.
You know what? Michael, I'll say this. Tiger Woods allegedly juggling 14 chicks, that proves he's an athlete.
Proves
he's an athlete. If you can juggle 14 women and keep it quiet, Michael, he gets his athlete card. That street cred for being an athlete, good for you. Kids, don't listen to that. Good for you, Tiger Woods. You have proven, like they said 2 weeks ago on SNL, 14 women on the road, that proves that golf is a sport. Good for you, buddy. He's an athlete. Belzer?
In 2008, Alicia Cuthbert was number 6 on the Hot 100 for Maxim.
Okay, and you got to go back to that.
Was there something in between?
Oh, okay.
Right. I'm sorry. All right, Judge Langer's Belzer. Lunch, High Noon Showdown. Who win?
Roger Federer, Judge Belzer.
She was in old school also, just so you
yes.
guys know.
Yes.
Tiger Woods is an athlete. He had the best decade. I love Roger Federer, but Siciliano wins round 3.
Yeah, baby. That means I win the Langer's Lunch High Noon Showdown. Yes? Did I hear that correctly? I want to confirm.
She was ranked number 14 of the FHM's 100 Sexiest Women in 2003, number 10 in 2004, number 5 in 2005.
Where is she ranked on the soccer field?
What does that have to do with anything? I don't
care
if
she plays soccer for Columbia.
You're out of your mind. Dexter and Fontana, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
$50 to Langer's. You ever been there?
Actually, I heard you guys talking about it about the last 2 weeks, and I went last Saturday.
And?
And it was outstanding.
What'd you get? What did you order?
Pastrami.
Did you get some mayonnaise on it?
You know what? They were closing, and I called it in, and I got there like at 4 o'clock. They were closing at 4 o'clock on Saturday. I called it in, and they actually brought it out to my car for me.
Wow. Did you get any mayonnaise?
Michael, no. I bet you didn't get mayonnaise. You didn't get mayonnaise, right, Dexter?
No. Mm. I'm a mustard guy.
Yeah. See, there you go. Michael, mayonnaise, Dexter,
hey,
congratulations.
I like mayonnaise. What can you say?
Because I'm not going to go down this path again. Dexter, congratulations. Someone standing by, please hold on the line. We'll get your information.